The MTA may face a big battle over congestion pricing from its biggest union. That would be the nearly 50,000 members of the Transport Workers Union in New York City. International President of the Transport Workers Union, John Samuelson, joins us on the record on WCBS. John, good to talk with you. Now, I know at one point, TWU supported congestion pricing. What happened?
So the TWU supports the concept, certainly, of reducing traffic, reducing congestion in the city. Our buses crawl along. It leads to heinous things like our operators getting assaulted by frustrated riders. We support the concept, but we don't support the way that Governor Hochul and Jan Oliva are doing it. They're doing it in a way that is actually a broken promise. Congestion pricing tolling was supposed to be accompanied by massive service increases for out-of-borough New Yorkers. Massive, massive increases that would have made public transit a viable option for blue-collar New Yorkers in the outer boroughs and in New Jersey. And that's not happening. So they've abandoned the concept of what congestion pricing was supposed to be and what it should be.
Can those improvements come before congestion pricing, before the money starts rolling in?
Absolutely. The time for those improvements is now. It's right now. So that on day one, when they expect vehicular commuters to get out of their cars, they have a viable public transit option. Right now, what's going to happen is on day one, many blue collar New Yorkers are going to be expected to get out of their vehicles, and they do not have a viable public transit option to get into. So right now is the time for that investment. And by the way, the congestion pricing money, when it starts coming in, cannot even be used to create that service. All that money has to go to construction. It has to go to construction by law. It can't go to make those service improvements.
You are now threatening a quote-unquote massive confrontation with the MTA. John, what do you mean by that?
So I've not threatened a confrontation. I'm stating the facts. There will be, and always has been, an organic freaking rebellion by New York City transit workers against this employer, New York City Transit and the MTA, when the company screws them. It always happened, and it always will happen, and it doesn't take me to tell them when they're getting it stuck to them by the employer. So let me just go into that a little bit. Michael J. Quill Depot in Hell's Kitchen, for instance, right off the West Side Highway, we have bus operators that live in New Jersey that come to Quill Depot to put rush hour service out. They get there 5:30 a.m. They come from Jersey. There's no public transit in New Jersey to get them to Quill Depot, so they have to drive. So now their employer, the MTA, is going to hit them with a toll to get to work, to put rush hour service out for the MTA. That's a modern day version of the company store, like an 1880s coal mine. And New York City transit workers aren't going to take it. They're not going to take it. It has nothing to do with me directing them or not directing them. They're just not going to take it. There's going to be some form of rebellion, a confrontation. That's what I'm talking about.
You can't strike. That's illegal. But could there be a work slowdown, a sick out, blue flu?
Who knows what form it'll take? Transit workers have always defended themselves against aggression by the company, and this is the highest form of aggression. They're getting slapped by their own bosses to do the work that the bosses want them to do. They're being fined by their own bosses to do the work that they come into the city to do every day. It's ludicrous. It's asinine.
TWU recently took out a big ad in the newspaper that really went after Governor Hochul. Do you blame her for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Hochul is responsible for the MTA. She's responsible for the half-baked congestion pricing program. I've had direct conversations regarding the epic failure that this congestion pricing plan is. This congestion pricing would not be an epic failure if it was accompanied by massive service increases that made public transit a viable option for tens of thousands of working New Yorkers and folks from New Jersey. This required a comprehensive multi-state plan, which doesn't exist. And by the way, we took out an ad against Hochul because Hochul is putting a good screw in right now on commuter rail workers. It had nothing to do with congestion pricing. So in our opinion, Governor Hochul is just on many levels a failure.
John Samuelson is International President of the Transport Workers Union. John, thank you for talking about this. We appreciate it, and let's keep in touch as things move forward.
All right. Thank you.